Hey there, listeners. It's Mike Schneider here.
And I'm Brett Molina, and welcome back to Talking Tech. You know, Mike, I was thinking maybe we should take our podcast to Twitch, where listeners can actually see our faces on video.
I don't know, Brad. I kind of have a face for podcasting. But there are some folks doing great work on Twitch, which just turned 10 years old. If folks remember, Twitch was spun off from Justin TV in 2011. And Brett, you wrote about Amazon acquiring the site for almost $1 billion. That was 7 years ago. Now our colleague Terry Collins has written a pair of stories about Twitch as it turns 10, and he's joining us today.
Terry, thanks so much for being here. Let's start with this. Were you surprised at the wide variety of streamers you found that use the service?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike and Brett. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it. Yeah, I was definitely surprised by the array of streamers on Twitch. Even more so by the number of them who wanted to talk to me, and that's how we ended up having two lengthy stories. As you know, the site is more than just gaming. I mean, we have Dear, drag queen streamer with tens of thousands of followers, who I met, to Blind Gamer Steve, a gamer who's blind and works with both Twitch and other companies to make these platforms more accessible to those with disabilities. And Wild Grandma 78, 79-year-old grandmother from Arizona who streams several days a week playing World of Warcraft to all hours of the morning. She just loves it. She was so sharp that I was a bit hesitant initially when I asked her if she thinks gaming helps keep her from getting, you know, slowing down or getting, like, you know, illnesses such as dementia. And she emphatically said yes, and she encourages other older people to try gaming as well. So, yeah, I was quite fascinated by who I came across.
Well, and you found several who were making a living on Twitch, right? Like playing music and doing other things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's Liz Vega, who's earning a living on Twitch from all of her late night sessions playing the harp and the piano. I met country music duo Johnny and Heidi, who were out of Nashville and joined Twitch a year ago. I mean, they've worked with the likes of Reba McEntire and Kenny Chesney. Johnny and Heidi perform three times a week streaming, sometimes up to 2 to 3 a.m. They started during the pandemic's early stages, playing a mix of original songs and requests. And they've already told their more than 16,000 followers they plan to keep performing on Twitch even as the world goes back to normal. So that means even if they have to do it in between their live gigs. Let me share this with you. Something Twitch said: the median viewership for creators making at least $50,000 annually is 183 viewers per stream. So that means a musician playing a 4-hour stream could have an audience of about a few hundred, Twitch said. So, yeah, that means a lot of gamers, musicians. There's Megan Linnaeus, who chose to make Twitch her sole source of income, and she streams for up to 2 hours, five times a week, including weekends. And she does it from her parents' basement in suburban Minneapolis. And sometimes she plays video games on screen with her parents. And now she's working with Mike Shinoda, formerly of Linkin Park, on music. And they met through Twitch. So, yeah, it can be lucrative, so to speak.
So a lot of people know Twitch for the video game part of this, and we're starting to see more and more creators go outside of gaming. Has Twitch embraced that shift to go beyond gaming?
Yeah, oh yeah, totally, Brett. Yeah, it's definitely fair to say that gaming alone wouldn't have driven Twitch to grow, such as more than now 30 million people visit the site daily. It's had more than 67 billion hours of viewership. That's enough for everyone on the planet to have watched more than eight hours of video. And then Twitch also says that it's more than 26 million channels live on the platform in 2020. And more than 13 million decided to join the stream to stream on Twitch for the first time last year as well. So I found that to be pretty impressive.
It doesn't sound like you saw any signs that Twitch is seeming to slow down. Did you, Terry?
No, not at all, Mike. I think we've seen Twitch evolve, especially during the pandemic, and I don't think there's going to be any downside as creators are finding ways to not only have fun but profit from their presence on the platform. In fact, I just got some stats today from the site eBuyer that's created a Twitch rich list for this year, and they report that the highest creator is Rambu Live, who's known for streaming Minecraft, and he's apparently earning, according to eBuyer, $1.4 million a year. And then coming, I guess, in second place is American Twitch streamer N. Ross, who's known for streaming Grand Theft Auto 5 and NBA 2K, and he's earning more than $700,000 a year. So there's definitely money to be made in addition to having fun.
Oh, wow, that's pretty amazing. We're in the wrong line of work, apparently. Terry, thanks, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks. Thanks, Mike and Brett. I appreciate it, as always.
Listeners, let's hear from you. Do you have any thoughts you want to share about Twitch or have any questions or show ideas? You can find me on Twitter at BrettMolina23.
And I'm at Mike Snyder. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.